if we could lock those keys into our heart, walk in obedience to His word, and then pray and believe it's done and say, thank you, God, you made me the promise. It's done. No doubt in my heart. Just walk off and say, it's done. It cannot fail because you made me the promise. And a week later, a month later, or you could be like that precious little lady that came to spoke in our church here a few years ago. That little lady, she had, when she was 53 years old, she had had 13 surgeries in her life. And now she's got terminal cancer at 53. And they said there's no hope for her. If they give her one more surgery, she can live 6 more months. Outside of that, she's got about 2 months or 3 months max to live. And she said, if that's all I got, I'm just going to go home and die. But then some little crazy preacher come by, like me, that believes in healing, and told her, Miss Emily, her name's Miss Emily Dotson, said, Miss Emily, you don't have to die at 53. You can live to be an old woman if you want to. Jesus has given you the keys of the kingdom. See, she was raised in a Baptist church. She didn't know she had the keys. A lot of us raised in any kind of church don't know we got the keys. He began to tell her the promises of some of the keys. And she began to use those keys and claim those and begin to stand on those. And then her little Baptist friends would come by and see her, and they said, Miss Emily, how are you doing? She said, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm going to run and play again. And they'd leave, and as they'd leave, they'd walk along and say, you know, poor Miss Emily, she's lost her mind. You know, she just don't understand. She's only got a little while left to live. Who was it that didn't understand? They didn't understand. They thought she didn't understand. But she got a hold of the keys. She's putting them in the lock and she's turning them. She's quoting the Word of God. That little lady come out of that thing. It took her almost a year to beat that. Almost a year. But with no doctors. Little Miss Emily Dawson, when she was 53 years old, she came through that thing completely, totally healed. And when she preached for us a few years ago, I think she was 75. When she preached for us, hadn't been sick anymore since she was 53, had learned the keys and got a hold of them. And boy, you talk about praying the prayer of faith for you. That little woman, we had her out at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. She preached from 2:30 till 4 or 4:30, something like that. And then she prayed for people until 10:30 that night, 75 years old. Hey, that's a woman. You know that? This little woman had learned who she was. She'd learned about these keys, and she learned how to use them. When you stop and think about that key right there, as an obedient child of God, what can you get from God with just that one key? Isn't that amazing what's available? If you just know that one key. But He didn't just give you one key. Did you notice He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. They're yours. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. He gives you no limitations just to be an obedient son or daughter of God. That's all you've got to do. Now then, a lot of people will say, well, how in the world do you make this come to pass? I'm going to show you. I want you to turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 8, and I want you to see how you make this come to pass. Romans 10, 8 and 9. Now this is the secret to making every key work. Without this secret, no key will work. But if you get a hold of this key, but what does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. Where is that power? In your heart. How do you get the Word of God in your heart? Study it. That's absolutely right. You study. You read. You read it aloud over and over and over. And it goes from here to here. And you get it in your heart. But what saith it? The Word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith. The Word of God is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Well, now that's the way to get saved. Now that word right there, that last word that says saved, it's that word right there, sozo, S-O-Z-O, right under the red cross. Then that word sozo means all those things, saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. So that is another one of the major keys that you got to get a hold of. You release your faith with your mouth and your heart. Now, if you've got the Word of God hidden in your heart, it'll come out of your mouth. And then when it becomes a revelation to you, in other words, if I ask you this question, do you really believe you're saved? What should be your declaration? I hope so. Maybe.
Absolutely.
What should it be?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, I am saved. Praise God. Why are you saved? Ooh. See, that woman's got not only one of the keys, she's got a whole pocket full of keys. You know, that, but that's what you need. When you believe Jesus is your Savior, somebody says, well, and you have no idea how many men in business that when we get through with business, I ask them the question, are you a child of God? Yeah. Do you go to church? Some. What makes you think you're going to get to heaven? Well, I've been a good guy. I never beat my wife. I work hard, provide for my children. Is any of those answers right? No. They're all wrong. They can work hard all they want to, can't they, Alan? Ain't nothing going to get them to heaven except one thing. That's the blood of Jesus, right?
Amen.
Yeah, if they say, I believe, just like Rosemary said a while ago, He's my Savior. I believe in Him. I'm washed in the blood. If you're washed in the blood and you know you're washed in the blood, then your confession will be, I know He died on that cross for me. It's become a personal thing. So since He died for me and rose for me the third day, I am saved. Now then, when I get a hold of the fact, that's one of the keys. Now then, if I find out the word sozo has many keys attached to it, it's not only saved, but it's healed. Praise God. Then I'm healed. Then Lord, I repent of all sins. Lord, if something happens to me, I'd repent. Lord, I don't know what I might have done, but You tell me and I will repent. Just like the psalmist says, You show me what I've done, I will repent. And when I repent, I now know I'm healed in the name of Jesus. So when you get a hold of that, you say, I am healed. That's just like when I knew those scriptures so well years ago in 2001 when my little granddaughter lay there when they said she could not live. And of course, you know, if you think that was an awesome testimony about Caitlin, I'll just tell you about little Kelly. Some of you may have not heard about her. She was 6 years old. She was in that same car. And her little head was all ripped open and tore back. And they said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage. And and her little pelvis were crushed for the seat belt. When they had a head-on collision at 70 miles an hour, it crushed her pelvis. Now then, I knew the keys. And I took this key in John 16, 23 and 24. I want to take you from here, for this confession is the way we get this done. I want to take you to another one of the keys, John 16, 23 and 24. And I want you to see this wonderful key. In that day you shall ask me nothing. Jesus is talking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name. Is the way you pray important?
Amen.
You don't just say, oh God, will you do this for me? No. I mean, there might be some other devil listening. And he might say, oh, Thurman's praying God. He didn't say, what God? So maybe Allah God wants to answer his prayer. So I'll just kill him. That's not what I want. So I have learned to be very specific. If the Word of God says something, if you shall ask the Father in my name, so Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I need you to fix little Kelly. I want you to redo her head. I want you to repair her brain. I don't want any brain damage whatsoever. I want that little head to grow back perfect. And I'm asking you to put those little pelvics back together that the doctor says is going to take 2.5 to 3 months before she can even stand with a walker. Then she's going to have to learn to walk all over again. I'm going to ask you to do such a mighty miracle of healing on little Kelly that everybody that sees her, everybody in this hospital will have to know that you showed up so that you will be glorified. I don't want her to walk in 2.5 to 3 months like the world says she might, because if she starts walking in 2.5 or 3 months, that's normal. I don't want nothing normal. I want supernatural. So the world will have to know that you did it.
Amen.
Now, is that what he said I could do with that key?
Yes.
Well, everybody there, even the Christian friends of mine, kind of thought I'd lost it. Poor Thurman. You know, you just stepped out. You just make a fool of yourself. You know that? Praise God. I can't think of anything better I'd rather do than make a fool out of myself for Jesus. Can you? So, as I walked away from there, I said, I'm going to guarantee you, you're going to see my King, Jesus, do the most awesome miracle on this little girl you've ever seen. One week later, Kelly was out of ICU in 1 week. In one more week, she's walking with a walker out of the hospital. And 3 days later, she's thrown away the walker and she's running and playing like any six-year-old ever before. Now, who showed up for me? Oh, just a coincidence, I know. You know, she just accidentally got well. You don't believe that either, huh? No, nobody else believed that either. And her doctor sure didn't believe that. I mean, he called Ms. Ringstaff back in and said, I have been a doctor a long time. And I've seen a lot of children with crushed pelvics in car wrecks, but I ain't never seen one walk and run and play in 2.5 weeks. Never. He said, I have one explanation for this. It's God. Amen. Now see? Are those keys available to all of us or only to me? They're available to every one of us. He didn't put Thurman Scrivener's name in there, did he, Alan? He put our name in there, didn't he? And that's the beautiful part about God. When you become a child of God, He gives you the keys of the kingdom. Isn't it wonderful to learn that you can release the keys with your mouth? So you can confess, I am saved. That's how you got saved. I believe with my mouth. I confess with my mouth and I believe with my heart that Jesus died for me. And He arose again on the third day for me. So when you do that personally, you get saved. Now, what if you've never done that? What if you've never said, well, I never confessed that. Well, let me tell you, you better do it. If you've never done it, you better do it. Because if you're not willing to confess Jesus is your Lord, you're not saved. You don't get saved by just thinking. He says you got to confess. And the same way when you bring these other miracles in. It's absolutely amazing what you can do. Now then, I want us to go to a place for the last few minutes here. I want to show you that we have an enemy here. And I want to show you what Jesus done to this enemy. And most of us, it took me years. Maybe I'm just a slow learner. I don't know. But Colossians 2:14. I want us to go to Colossians 2:14 and 15. And I want you to see what the King did for us.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Use the Keys of the Kingdom, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.